and into the mountains. After an initial complaint, nobody comes, nobody helps me, he continues, I'd love to go on an excursion. Why not? With a pack of nobodies. Into the mountains, of course. How these nobodies jostle each other, all these lifted arms linked together. Of course, they're all in dress suits. Our throats swell and are free in the mountains. It's a wonder that we don't burst into song. There he is, not the isolated, persecuted Kay, but nameless, part of an anonymous crowd, free and almost singing. But only almost. It's always only almost with Kafka. In literature, as in life, with women, he has commitment problems. You can't pin him down.
Margaret Atwood presented this evening's essay. Now it's time for Jazz on Three with Jez Nelson.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
For me, Kafka is a world of claustrophobia and dualities as well. There's always a kind of polarity between hope and despair, self-deprecation and feeling of responsibility.
There is, without wanting to sound all pathetic and needy, you can definitely draw a parallel between the life of a musician and improvising musicians and trying to barge your way through all the bureaucracy and kind of challenges that you're faced with just by even trying to play your music to other people. Or you do have to go through all sorts of things just to do what seems like a very simple thing. You know, you just want to play music to people.
Hello and welcome to Jazz on 3, where tonight we continue Radio 3's In the Shadow of Kafka season, 100 years on from the publication of his iconic story, The Metamorphosis. Hopefully you've just been listening to Margaret Atwood attempting to get to the essence of Kafka in tonight's essay. If you missed it, then make sure you catch up on the Radio 3 website. Well, for you tonight, we have a specially recorded session from British group Blue Eyed Hawk, who we heard from at the opening of the programme tonight. In a moment, we'll hear their suite of new pieces inspired by Kafka's short stories. And paying tribute to Kafka's native city of Prague, we're investigating the contemporary Czech jazz scene with composer and double bass player Jaromír Honzák, as well as music recorded in Prague from the European Jazz Orchestra. Plus, we're celebrating another anniversary. American pianist Keith Jarrett has just turned 70. We'll close the programme with some music from his latest album and some words from Keith from the Jazz on 3 archives. I'll say a little more about the band and why we chose them for this project in a moment, but firstly, here are Blue Eyed Hawk and Metamorphosis.
Tiny legs, pitifully thin. Why, the real way arranged all that bit, that's so wet. Why do I do this thankless job?
with it. God in heaven, it was 6:30. What if he called in sick? One of the boss's minions. One of the boss's minions. Spineless, brainless. A spineless, brainless creature. Between familiar walls, it was a human bedroom. It was a human bedroom. It's a tiny legs. To hell with it. Why do I do this thankless job? To hell with it.
Celebrating 100 years of Franz Kafka's iconic story, The Metamorphosis. That was Blue Eyed Hawk, featuring Laura Jerd on trumpet, Alex Roth on guitar, and Corey Dick on drums, with Lauren Kinsella on vocals. The quartet take their name from a line in a W.B. Yeats poem, and it's partly Irish vocalist Kinsella's love of literature and the power of the word that marks the band out. That, and their unusual mix of improv, rock, and a very British sound that threads back through Norma Winston all the way to 70s jazz rock. It was the group's track record of working creatively with text that led us to think that they'd be a good choice to get to grips with the shorter stories of Franz Kafka. And the deal was sealed by the fact that trumpet player Laura Jerd has performed a lot in Prague and has a fondness for Czech folk music. Well, Kafka's short stories range from several pages to just a couple of lines, and all have a heady mix of surrealism and the powerful, sometimes nightmarish imagery, paranoia, despair and dark humour that we associate with his work. We'll hear more of what the band made of the stories over the next hour, but first, to set their work in context, we spoke to Blue Eyed Hawk about the challenges of working with prose, and the first voice you'll hear is Laura Jerd explaining how she used the best known of Kafka's works, The Metamorphosis, to create the piece we've just heard.
With the piece, or the story, I was inspired by Metamorphosis. The challenge was probably conveying the kind of mood that he creates, because actually in the story there's this sort of juxtaposition between this guy discovering he's turned into a bed bug and even though something just as extreme as that has happened, he's actually more concerned about the fact that he's going to be late for work. I suppose it's ridiculing the system, and a lot of the time Kafka's kind of ridiculing bureaucracy, and I think that's quite a deflated feeling you get from reading that kind of stuff, so which is quite hard to convey musically, because it's not a very extreme and explicit kind of emotion and feeling you get from that. It's more just like, oh, it's just a bit flat, you know, sort of beautifully flat. But in contrast, just someone changing into a bug is like can be eaten up by the likes of Lauren Kinsella and Alex Roth and Corey. So
that's what I was trying to get across more than anything, is just conjuring up this kind of claustrophobic, dark, intense world, to the point where I've only actually taken in one piece like two sentences from the text, and it's just more about how the piece kind of occupies that world of Kafka.
I mean, for me, as someone kind of more new than the other guys in this band to setting words, it was a particular challenge, because it's got a rhythm to it, but it's not a rhythm I can really instantly interpret in the same way that poetry, there's a quite obvious rhythm.
I actually found what was helpful was to read aloud all the parts, you know, so I could just kind of act it out myself. And I was entertaining myself, but then also trying to get a feel for what bits jumped out at me and kind of make it, not almost theatrical, but definitely bring life into it. The short story was called Investigations of a Dog, and I'm not really sure why I even picked that when I was looking at the contents. Well, because we're called Blue Eyed Hawk, and actually lots of us have animal images in the stuff that we've picked. So it's just about the life of canines. There's this particular dog, and he talks about life and death and aging and being a puppy. He comes across a cohort of dogs, and they're all kind of singing and howling and making noise and stuff, and he's just trying to make sense of it. And it was a very vivid image, and it has lots of movement, and, you know, I can see the scenes, and I was the dog, which is great.
Lauren Kinsella, the vocalist and lyricist of Blue Eyed Hawk, talking with Laura Jerd, Alex Roth and Corey Dick about the challenges and pleasures of getting to grips with the short stories of Franz Kafka in order to put together tonight's special session for Jazz on 3. And let's listen now to that piece that Lauren was just talking about, based on the short story Investigations of a Dog. This is called All Sorts. Faded, faded,
but from the air they come to music. Everything was music, but from the air you're they come to
respect your superiors. 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 That sentence inscribed. Turns respect your superiors. 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 Too weak to scream.
A suitably nightmarish musical take on Franz Kafka's story In the Penal Colony. That was written by trumpet player Laura Jurd and called The Machine. The band are Blue-Eyed Hawk, and before that we heard vocalist Lauren Kinsella's composition All Sorts. If you'd like to know more about Radio 3's Kafka season, then do check out the website. And we continue now with another Kafka-inspired piece, this time written by drummer Corey Dick. It's called If It Shatters, and here's Corey to introduce it.
I chose a little story called Rejection, which is basically about a passing of two people, and the guy kind of smiles at the lady and she just ignores him, and he's kind of picks apart what that actually means. So, I'll not spoil the story or anything, but yeah, my approach was why don't I just take the essence of that and write something that I feel has some relevance to it. Thank you.
That piece was called If It Shatters and was written by drummer Corey Dick from the band Blue Eyed Hawk, who are in session for Jazz on 3 tonight, reimagining the short stories of Franz Kafka 100 years on from the publication of The Metamorphosis. And I hope you agree that they've really done a good job of being inspired by his work. Certainly makes me want to go and read some of these short stories. Do stay with me until the end of the programme tonight for a special moment celebrating the 70th birthday of one of the most important jazz figures of all time, Keith Jarrett.
I think, let's call it the colour gamut, that they use that phrase in photography, is infinite. To be perfectly honest, a piece of music like that could go on for the rest of my life. If I didn't have to take breaks, because I was human. It's so absorbing. I could live in there.
Could almost be a Kafka story in its own right, isn't it? Being trapped inside a piece of Keith Jarrett music forever. And we'll be hearing more from that interview. Keith talking to Ethan Iverson from The Bad Plus, taken from the Jazz on 3 archives, as well as music from Keith's new solo album to close tonight's programme. Also more from Blue Eyed Hawk in session coming up in around about 20 minutes' time. Firstly, though, although he wrote in German, Kafka's home city was Prague, which has its own long tradition of making great jazz music. And joining me now from the north of the Czech Republic and the city of Brno is the veteran double bass player Jaromír Honzák. Hi there, Jaromír.
Hello.
Good to meet you. As I say, I mean, the kind of tradition of jazz goes back in the Czech Republic almost a century. I mean, what's the current state of the jazz scene like in your country? Is it still a strong scene?
You know, the funny thing is that despite the fact that there is a long tradition in jazz music in this country, as you mentioned, there was no official jazz education. The new schools which opened in recent years, they also, in my opinion, has very big influence on the development of the Czech jazz scene, because people were able to meet there, they were able to, you know, to communicate, to play together. One of the most successful Czech bands, Vertigo Quintet, basically started at that school 12 years ago. So when I compare the situation now and, let's say, 20 years ago, I would say there is much more young musicians who are on very good level, playing interesting music, composing their own music. So I'm pretty optimistic.
We're going to hear the band that you mentioned now, the Vertigo Quintet. Could you just say what should we listen out for, I guess, in the piece we're about to hear that you've chosen here, Jaromír?
Yeah, this is quite an interesting story. This piece is dedicated to Ivan Blatný, who was a Czech poet. He was born in 1919, and he emigrated illegally during the communist times, actually at the beginning of the communist period in 1948. Because of the increasing power of the communist regime and the censorship associated with it, etc. But in the exile, he was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. So eventually he was put into mental hospital. But he was still writing his poetry in Czech.
A lot to listen out for. Thank you for that. Let's have a listen to this Jul I Galhus, performed by the Vertigo Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jazz Nelson. My guest on the line from the city of Brno in the Czech Republic is the bass player Jaromír Honzák. And we're talking about the contemporary Czech jazz scene in this special program, looking back partly at the life of Franz Kafka. And the first group we heard were the Vertigo Quintet from an album called Taj and a piece dedicated to the Czech poet Ivan Blatný. And I noticed, Jaromír, that the previous album was actually called Metamorphosis, so presumably a Kafka reference there on their previous album.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
And then the piece that we just heard was from the Lubos Soukup Ensemble, your second choice, Jaromír, so tell us about that.
Lubos Soukup, he's also a former student of the first jazz school. After he finished the school in Copenhagen. Actually, he's still living there. I would say, you know, Lubos is definitely one of the most interesting musician. He's always looking for something new. This guy is definitely worth to check out.
Well, the piece we heard was called Street, and it was taken from the album Through the Mirror on Animal Records, which is the same label as the Vertigo Quintet release. And we'll put details of these on the Jazz on 3 website. Now, in preparing for this programme, the production team put together a big pile of music from the Czech Republic, and something that rose naturally to the top, Jaromír, was your own recent recording. Tell us about the inspiration behind this project of yours.
With this project, I was trying to do something a little different from my previous projects. And I'm not quite there. Before recording this project, I was listening a lot to medieval music, especially Perotin. You don't hear this influence in the music yet too much, except some small details like occasional use of phrases grouped in three instead of two or four, or use of this isoperiodic principle, which was typical for this medieval music, which is like connecting two lines with different meters, which they meet in the same space or same time duration. So I consider this to be my task for the near future.
And, okay, so a work in progress. So,
yeah, exactly.
Something for the very keen-eared to listen out for as we listen to this first piece, the opening piece from the album Uncertainty from Jaromír Honzák. This, with his multinational band, is called Smell of Change.
Thank you.
Written by my guest on Jazz on 3 tonight, Jaromír Honzák. He's a bass player from the Czech Republic and led that multinational group on his new album Uncertainty. That was a piece called Smell of Change. And Jaromír, that your release as well is on Animal Music, so I sense that this is the home of progressive music and interesting
exactly.
jazz in the Czech
yes.
Republic. So it seems
exactly.
like a very good label. Well, we're going to finish off finally with some music recorded in Prague and actually featuring Blue Eyed Hawks trumpet player Laura Jurd. She was nominated by Radio 3 to represent the UK in the European Jazz Orchestra, which is made up of musicians nominated by various radio networks across Europe. And they're led and conducted by the composer Jan Jeruha, who's, I think, well-known for working with big bands in the Czech Republic. Tell us a little bit more about him, Jaromír.
Jan Jeruha, he's actually a schoolmate of Luboš Soukup and the guys, or most of the guys, from the Vertigo Quintet. He's a trombone player. He's leading his own big band. So he's also a very experienced arranger and composer. Among others, he likes to take classical pieces and arrange them for his jazz big band. I had the chance a few years ago to work with him on his project of Mussorgsky music. So this is his kind of thing, to translate classical music into the jazz settings.
Okay, well, we're going to hear something a little bit different from Jan Jeruha here, actually, because it's a suite of music inspired by Charles Mingus, and we're going to hear the second movement of that suite. Thank you very much for joining me, Jeremy, and sharing some great music with us.
Yeah, thank you for your questions.
Appreciate it. Let's listen to the European Jazz Orchestra featuring Laura Jurd and Sostenuto.
Thank you.
piece called Sostenuto, the second movement from the Charles Mingus Suite, written by Jan Jeruha. And Jan conducted the European Jazz Orchestra in that concert in Prague. The orchestra featured Blue Eyed Hawk's Laura Jurd, who we'll hear more from in just a moment. If you'd like to hear more from that Prague concert, Jazz Lineup can help you with that this coming Saturday with Claire Martin. We still have new music to come tonight from Keith Jarrett, but now it's time to go back to our special session from Laura's band, Blue Eyed Hawk, playing new pieces inspired by the short stories of Czech writer Franz Kafka, whose edgy tale, The Metamorphosis, is now 100 years old. To introduce us to the next couple of pieces, here's Alex Roth from the band.
I've brought two pieces. One is called Strange Animal, and that's the one about this half lamb, half kitten, in which the writer is talking in the first person about this strange hybrid animal that he has. It starts out kind of funny. There's a sense of humour to it, like there is in a lot of Kafka, actually, in a very black humour kind of way. And he's talking about kids like to come and visit this strange animal, and sometimes they even bring a lamb just to see what kind of reaction this hybrid animal will have when it sees something that's sort of like it but not quite like it. But at the end, he's kind of musing and thinking, maybe the butcher's knife would be a release for the animal, because it kind of doesn't really know what it is. And it's basically Kafka talking about himself, like, a lot of the time. There's this kind of humorous narrative, and then you realise it's him picking apart his own complexes.
Some milk through predator fangs. The creature has no creature has no thank you.
like slinks and sucks in milk through predators' fangs. The creature has no Emperor sends a message to you. A tiny shadow far from the imperial sun whispered in the messenger's ear before the great lords of the empire assembled on the wide curving flights of steps to witness his death. The messenger forges a path through the crowd, emblem of the sun on his chest. How he would fly through the open country, and soon you would surely hear the glorious beating of his fists.
Thank you.
no one gets through here. Even with the dead man's message, but you sit at your window when evening comes and to yourself.
The claustrophobic and dark worlds of Franz Kafka, translated into music by Blue-Eyed Hawk. The last two pieces you heard were Strange Animal and Message from the Emperor. And you may have noticed that Blue-Eyed Hawk certainly share out the composition duties. Those two pieces were written by guitarist Alex Roth. Now, the final piece in this session is a group improvisation, and it's inspired by a short fragment by Kafka simply known as The Trees. For we are like tree trunks in the snow. In appearance, they lie sleekly, and a little push should be enough to set them rolling. No, it can't be done, for they are firmly wedded to the ground. But see, even that is only appearance.
Only appearance.
Should be able to push them away. No, 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 no. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible.
After sharing out the compositional duties, Blue Eyed Hawk took joint responsibility for that ensemble improvisation inspired by a short extract of writing from Franz Kafka called The Trees. I hope you enjoyed that session from Blue Eyed Hawk. I really did, and I've listened to it several times, and I suggest that you do the same thing. It really does bear repeated listening. It'll be available on the Radio 3 website for the next 30 days. And if you enjoyed listening to them in session, there's a few opportunities coming up to see them live this summer. It'll be interesting to see whether they actually play any of those pieces live, won't it? They're going to be at the Love Supreme Festival and the Manchester Jazz Festival in the summer, as well as the Match and Fuse Festival, which is taking place at the Vortex Jazz Club in London in October. And do check out the short Kafka-inspired animation produced in collaboration with the band. I'll put a link to that up on the Jazz on 3 websites. And there's plenty more coming in Radio 3's In the Shadow of Kafka season. The essays carry on throughout the week. Essayists include Margaret Atwood, who we heard earlier on, and Hanif Qureshi. There's a documentary about Kafka's native city Prague still available for listening online, as is a new adaptation of his famous work, The Trial, by Mark Ravenhill. And this coming Saturday, Kafka's best-known work, The Metamorphosis, is being reimagined as a present-day search for happiness online in a special Between the Ears. Details of all of those programmes on the Radio 3 website. A very quick reminder that if you fancy being on the stage of Jazz on 3's BBC Introducing Night at the Manchester Jazz Festival that's happening at the end of July, there is still time to send us your music. Now, it doesn't matter if it's particularly well recorded. It could be something recorded very simply at a gig or perhaps even at home. If you think that your jazz music is worthy of more attention, then do send it to us via the BBC Introducing Uploader. Once again, we'll put a link on the Jazz on 3 website. That's almost all we've got time for this week, but as promised, we'll close the show tonight by marking another anniversary. The American piano player Keith Jarrett has just turned 70. Now, for someone who's had such an extraordinary career, it's quite a thing to say that, entering his eighth decade, Jarrett is on something of a creative roll. He continues to play regular concerts around the world with his trio, but it's perhaps his work as a soloist that seems to reach ever higher peaks. The last decade has seen a string of releases of his solo gigs that critics, audiences, and crucially, Keith himself, have decreed as amongst his finest. Now, Jarrett is, of course, one of the longest serving artists and the crown prince really of the ECM label, and to celebrate his 70th birthday, ECM are releasing two new solo albums, a classical collection of piano concertos by Samuel Barber and Bela Bartok, and an album of live recordings drawn from some of Keith's recent tours called Creation. We're going to play out with part of the latter. To introduce it, we've dug back into the Jazz on 3 archives for a clip from a conversation we recorded a few years ago between Keith and Ethan Iverson from the Bad Plus, in which Jarrett talks about his approach to solo performance. Thank you very much to my producer tonight, Miranda Hinckley. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jez Nelson, a very good night and a very happy birthday, Keith Jarrett.
I had a tremendously important revelation in Europe in the 60s when I was playing with Aldo Romano and J.F. Jenny Clark, and we took a break. We were playing in Belgium. Up to that moment, I thought a musician was supposed to be working on his voice and then you get technically proficient. And from what everyone else said, and at this point I didn't really believe it, but I had no real answer to it. You were supposed to play what you liked. Don't play what you don't like, because why would you do that? When we took that break and I walked back on stage, I realized now I can just play the piano. Well, what happens is your voice isn't going to go anywhere. But if you try to possess it by playing only the things you like forever, you will then sound like all these other guys who became stylists. Everybody knows how good they are, and you don't expect any surprises because you think you know who these guys are. If I don't play something that doesn't challenge my concept of what I liked before that second, something's wrong. I think, let's call it the color gamut, that they use that phrase in photography, is infinite.
Yeah.
It certainly can seem infinite. First of all, you're not just dealing with the notes, you're dealing with how those notes are struck. Then you're dealing with how they combine with each other. Then you're dealing with whether there's staccato and legato going on at the same time, or detaché, or some slowing down, or double meter, or, you know. To be perfectly honest, theoretically, a piece of music like that could go on for the rest of my life. If I didn't have to take breaks because I was human. It's so absorbing, I could live in there. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two out-and-out masterpieces from the 2014 BBC Proms to open tonight. Brahms' First Piano Concerto and Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. Not an obvious pairing, although both works stretch the bounds of their respective forms. The Brahms, more a symphony with piano than a piano concerto in the traditional sense. The LSO here, conducted by Valery Gergiev, joined by their chorus for the Janáček. And joined in the Brahms here by pianist Barry Douglas,